Chapter 6 Monk had begun watching the street traffic in the neighborhood stores, a grocery and vegetable stand and delicatessen with salami hanging in the window, stirring to life as they talked. Observing was his habit, Terry supposed. "I suppose it occurred to you," she said, "that Flora Lewis saw what she wanted to see, or maybe didn't see it at all." Monk turned to her. "You mean use me to rid her of these two black crackheads and their boombox? Sort of scoop up the garbage? Something like that?" Monk smiled faintly. "Something like that is why we went back to see her." They drove back to the Bayview in the morning. Crack dealers stay up at night and sleep in late. They didn't want the Price brothers to see them, and then torch Flora Lewis's house with her still in it. Their questions started simply, parsing her story into microscopic details. The time she first saw Peyton and Rennell on the day Tweesen vanished, where precisely she was standing, whether she was wearing her glasses, how long it was until the Asian child appeared, how much longer it took for the girl to disappear inside. Then, what the brothers were wearing. A red windbreaker and blue jeans for Peyton, she said, a black hooded sweatshirt and maybe matching sweatpants for Rennell. Now and then, Monk or Ainsworth would repeat a question to see if her answers were the same. At length, Ainsworth placed 6 mug shots on the coffee table in front of her. "Recognize any of them?" he asked. "Of course," she answered with asperity and jabbed a palsied finger at 2 photographs. "This one's Peyton. This is Rennell, the one that grabbed that child off the street. Can you tell me again what she was wearing?" "Of course. Plaid skirt and a dark green sweater."